Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke, as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. And today we're going to talk about something that I rarely talk about, but we'll get to it in a minute. The first thing I want to do is want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You continue to like, you continue to listen, subscribe, and comment. I'm always thankful. Thank you so much, guys. These episodes come out every single Monday. If you're part of the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group, you get them on Sunday. You are free to join. Help yourself. Join that group if you like. But this comes out every Monday. And so here I am Saturday. I am in home office. And until you tell me different, I've got the Capitalize Your Best virtual background going on here. But let me jump in. I would like to talk about the economy. Now, I never, ever, ever talk politics. And at least not in the public forum. I have all my opinions on them, and I usually talk about them in a private, ooh, get this hat straightened out, a private venue or private atmosphere, but not publicly. And you would think that a conversation about the economy is an objective conversation, but it is not, because right now there's massive disagreement about the economy, and that's always the case in an election cycle. But specifically, I would like to talk about the effect of the economy and what I'm seeing on my end from for a small business or a local business. And I'll talk a little bit about being a consumer as well. All of that has a lot to do with faith, family, fitness, finances. So yes, we are in a political cycle. And what that means is that the people who are sitting, and that would be on the left, they are saying that everything is getting better. And then, of course, people on the right are saying everything is getting worse. And the indicator that is most often used for that is inflation. So we went through 2 years of 7.5% inflation back to back. At least those are the best numbers I could find. And right now we are at a gauge of somewhere in the twos for inflation, a 2% increase. And definitively has come down. But the goal that I am reading is the goal to have inflation somewhere around, a low 2%. You don't want negative inflation, essentially, of essence, because that means the economy is not growing. When economies grow, things cost more. But it means that if things are going to grow in cost, that only works if job and reimbursement and salaries and income grows. And so recently we had the State of the Union speech, and then we had the responses. And the State of the Union speech was saying that we have an economy that is the envy of the entire world, and that things are growing incredibly. And then on the other side, they're talking about how terrible the economy is. So what's the issue? Well, I tried to find as best as I could online to have some objective data aside from just how things feel. And then we're going to talk about the practicalities of it when it comes to owning your own business and even being a consumer. But yes, it appeared that the growth of inflation is down from, let's say, 21-22. But getting to the rate that is desired, even by the sitting people in power right now, is not happening. An article by MSNBC, which is by no means a conservative platform, said that the practicality is like this in terms of inflation and income growth, that it's like having your pocket picked, and then 1 week later, you get a little bit more than what was stolen. What that means is that the economy, practically, for someone feels like someone stole $10 out of your pocket. But don't worry, a week later, someone gives you $11. Well, in an objective sense, you can say you made a dollar, but not when you had to go the week without the $10. And so they were arguing that what that looks like then is that, yes, income is growing at a greater rate than inflation, but it's not growing fast enough in the rate of inflation for it to make its immediate impact. And so what that means is inflation continues to rise. Now, another indicator that everyone gets excited about is the interest rate for homes. Now, we all know that during the 2020, 2021 area, that interest rates were as low as the 2s, 2.25, 2.75. And then now we've been up in the high sevens. And seeing that come down, which has come down some, means that people are a little bit more able to come in and buy and sell homes. And the practical of that is that anytime you have a sitting president, that typically interest rate comes down as an indicator of improvement to help in political cycles. And that happens no matter what side of the aisle you're on. And it happens anytime you have an incumbent, except for Jimmy Carter. And you see how that worked out for him. So we're beginning to see the interest rate come down slowly. And predictors optimistically is that interest rate's going to get somewhere, maybe a high five by the time we get to the conventions for the political cycle. And that should do some kick charging of the economy. And there's a lot that goes into that. I've talked about that over at the Capitalize Your Best Real Estate podcast. But right now, that seems to be the practicality. Now, an example I use all the time in my seminars is Taco Bell. If I have a cheap meal, it's Taco Bell. And back in 2021, I would go through a drive-thru and I would get a chicken power menu bowl and a taco supreme, right? And that was costing about $7.77. Presently, that meal costs $10 or $11. So the cheapest food in America has increased by 50%. So the practical implications of the economy is even the cheapest food is expensive. Very expensive and has increased by way more than 7.5%. It's increased by 50%. Gas in Fredericksburg, Virginia hovers around that $3 to $3.20, not really broken into two yet. So inflation is happening. That's my layman's overview of the economy. And there are many other indicators than what I've just mentioned. But what does it mean for the small business owner? Well, from my perspective, let's use the sales perspective. What I'm seeing is that when you get an opportunity to offer your product or service, it means that people are a little bit more reticent, they're a little bit slower to make a decision. They're more thorough. They're going to follow up with all your references and they're going to do all the homework to find out things goes. They're more inclined to make a shorter commitment than a longer commitment. And they're more inclined to do things like monthly payments instead of quarterly or yearly payments where they might save money by making a larger payment. The reasons for that is that people are being a little bit more conservative in their spending and their commitment. And there's a little bit fear because we don't really know what's going to happen with the economy. We can use predictors and indicators and people's budgets are shrinking. So I've spoken to some amazingly successful people in our community, people in many walks of life, business owners, mortgage, realtors, lots of areas, and they're struggling privately. And they're just letting you know it's been hard. Revenue has dropped. And when you begin to see revenue drop month after month after month, companies and individuals have to make very difficult decisions in terms of where their money goes. So they're going to take longer to make a decision and they are going to make shorter commitments and they're going to spend less money out of pocket. That's not for everybody, but it is a general trend that's being seen. And so ironically, you still see people spending lots of money on food and beauty products. Those two areas have not dropped at all. And I think part of that is a desire for people for comfort and to feel good about themselves. And that's where they're putting their money. But in terms of investing in products and services, people are a lot more conservative. If you own a business and in any way sales is attached to it, that means that the number of hits, the number of touches has to massively multiply. That means when you used to reach out to 10 people, you now need to reach out to 50 or 100 people. And if you used to be able to come to an agreement on products and services in 2 or 3 touches, it now goes back to what is typically given is 8 touches. It used to be the standard for sales is that you have to have 8 contacts with a person before they make a decision. And that has returned to being true. So that means if you own a small business, then you've got to become way more aggressive with marketing and way more aggressive with follow-up and sales touches. And if you're not comfortable in the sales position, if you're not comfortable in the reaching out position, it's going to be a greater struggle for you. Because right now, attraction marketing, that attractional marketing has become more and more difficult. Attractional marketing is when you put out marketing content, whether it be on the radio or social media, and people like you so much, they reach back out to you. That still happens, but it's happening at a lesser rate. So that means that if you are going to own a business, you've got to go towards people. You're going to have to make the cold calls. You're going to have to do more messages on social media. You're going to have to text more. You're going to have to call more. You are going to have to go to them. So my offering when I speak to my clients is you got to do all of that. Whatever you were doing on social media, you've got to do 10 times as more. Whatever platform you're not on, you need to venture out into new platforms. You can't restrict yourself to one platform. You've got to create more opportunities for people to interact with you with your product or service so you can prove the benefit that you can offer them. That means in a difficult time where things like discouragement and depression might be setting in, no one who wants to survive in the present moment has the option of stepping back. In fact, those that are going to Excuse me, those that are going to survive actually have to take massive steps forward, lean into greater sales, greater marketing. And that's where people are putting their investment dollars who are succeeding. Additionally, if you want to do well with that, you're going to have to skill up. What's the skill you don't have? If you're like, I'm terrible at cold calls, well, then you've got to get better at cold calls. If you're like, I'm not very good at social media, you're going to have to get good at social media. That means either privately going out and learning how to do it, or hiring a coach to help you, or if you can afford it, pay someone to do it for you completely. But the opportunity of sitting still in the present economy only means that other people who are aggressive and going forward are going to pass you. That means this season is very, very difficult. One of the things that we've done, one of the things we encourage our clients to do is the seminar model. Now, I'm very fortunate this week I have four seminars coming up. Very thankful I've been invited in these areas to come do this. The seminar gives me an opportunity to just serve people at no cost and demonstrate the value of working with us and being an educator and a servant to them. And then that gives me an opportunity to establish my reputation in the marketplace and then potential new clients from it. I'm going to encourage in the Capitalize Your Best program, if you're part of the 12-month program, we greatly encourage the seminar model because in that you get an opportunity to serve, prove your value, and then create a lead source for you. But otherwise, you have to figure out what is your avenue to gain more touches and potential new clients. And guys, I do a lot of in-person networking. You'll see me online doing that. I've got what's called a 212 group. I used to be a part of a chamber lead share. I go to events where people are there, but that's got to become more strategic. If you're going to the same place and seeing the same people, you're not going to gain leads. They already know of your product and service. So that means being strategic in your networking. Are you going to places where people can meet you new? Where you can then go from there and establish one-on-ones. Essentially, in this economy, if you're not being more strategic about your time and you're not being more purposeful in your reach outs, you're going to continue to struggle with your revenue until things turn around. And then when things turn around, if you don't already have a presence, you're going to be behind in catching them up. And so that's my quick overview. I know it's a ton of data, but that's my overview about how I'm speaking to my clients, my potential clients, about how the economy presently is helping small business owners. I know this is true for larger business owners, but I'm speaking to people who are probably $1 million and under in revenue, or even in the five figures in revenue. That's the reality of where we're at. Woo! All right, friends, I hope you appreciate this very first time dip into the economy and a little bit of the political arena. In that, I was trying to be as objective as possible and give you some practical takeaways. If you would like to know more, just go to capitalizeyourbest.com and set an appointment with me. There's two buttons there on the left. You set an appointment with me. On the right, you find out about our personal coaching program. Check that out. Be sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and all those places. I'm there. And I can't wait to see you again next week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you'd like more of this kind of stuff, please let me know, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.